Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.
My friends, imagine you're standing at the foot of a mountain. It's massive, towering above you, casting its shadow over everything. And as you stand there looking up at this mountain, you can't help but feel small, insignificant, and overwhelmed. Because this mountain represents your problems, your struggles, your challenges. It's everything that's weighing you down, holding you back, and making you feel like you can't go on. But here's the thing about mountains. They're not meant to be obstacles that stop you in your tracks. They're meant to be conquered, overcome, and climbed. And that's exactly what God wants to help you do with your problems. He wants to turn your mountains into victories. Now, I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, I've been there. I've faced my fair share of mountains in life. And I know how daunting they can be. But here's what I've learned. With God on your side, no mountain is too high, no obstacle is too big, and no challenge is too great. You see, God is not some distant, indifferent deity who sits idly by while we struggle. No, He is a loving Father who cares deeply about every single one of His children. And He has promised to be with us every step of the way, guiding us, strengthening us, and empowering us to overcome whatever obstacles lie in our path. So when you're faced with a mountain in your life, don't cower in fear, don't give in to despair, and don't lose hope. Instead, stand firm in your faith, knowing that God is right there beside you, ready to help you conquer that mountain and turn your problems into victories. But how do we do that? How do we turn our problems into victories? Well, it starts with a shift in perspective. Instead of seeing your problems as insurmountable obstacles, see them as opportunities for growth, for strength, and for God to work miracles in your life. You see, every problem you face is a chance for God to demonstrate His power and His faithfulness. It's an opportunity for Him to show you just how much He loves you and how much He cares about your well-being. So, instead of asking, why me? Ask, what can I learn from this? How can God use this situation to shape me into the person He wants me to be? And then, once you've shifted your perspective, it's time to take action. It's time to start climbing that mountain, one step at a time, trusting that God will give you the strength and the courage you need to keep going, even when the path seems steep and the journey seems long. But here's the thing. You don't have to climb that mountain alone. You have a community of believers standing beside you, ready to offer support, encouragement, and prayer. So don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. And most importantly, don't forget to lean on God, for He is the ultimate source of strength and victory. So my friends, as you face the mountains in your life, remember this, with God on your side, you are more than a conqueror. You are a child of the Most High God, destined for greatness and called to live a life of victory. So, stand tall, lift your head high, and keep on climbing, knowing that the God who created the mountains is also the God who can move them. And with Him by your side, there is nothing you cannot overcome. My friends, let us delve deeper into the essence of turning our problems into victories. It's crucial to understand that the journey to victory often entails trials, tribulations, and moments of uncertainty. Yet, it is precisely in these moments that our faith is tested and strengthened. But let's be real for a moment. Turning our problems into victories is not always a quick or easy process. It requires patience, perseverance, and a whole lot of prayer. There will be times when we stumble and fall, when we feel like giving up, when the mountain ahead of us seems too steep to climb. But even in those moments, God is there, gently encouraging us to keep going, to keep trusting, to keep believing that He is working all things together for our good. And make no mistake, my friends, God is indeed working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of our lives for His glory and our ultimate victory. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by the mountains in your life right now, take heart and be encouraged. You serve a God who specializes in turning the impossible into the possible, the hopeless into the hopeful, and the defeated into the victorious. So don't give up, don't lose hope, and don't stop believing in the power of God to turn your problems into victories. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:37, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." So let us claim that promise for ourselves today and walk boldly in the victory that is already ours in Christ Jesus. Now, let's dive even deeper into this truth. Turning our problems into victories is not just a one-time event, but rather a lifelong journey of faith and transformation. It's about embracing the challenges we face as opportunities for God to work in and through us, molding us into the image of His Son, and equipping us for the purposes He has for our lives. Remember the story of Joseph. Joseph's victory didn't come overnight. It took years of patience, perseverance, and unwavering faith in God's faithfulness. And the same is true for us. We may not always see immediate results or understand why certain things happen the way they do, but we can trust that God is always at work behind the scenes, weaving together a masterpiece of redemption and restoration. So if you're in the midst of a storm right now, hold on to hope and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. No matter how high the mountain may seem or how fierce the battle may rage, God is with you, fighting on your behalf and leading you to victory. So don't be discouraged by the challenges you face, my friends. Instead, embrace them as opportunities for God to demonstrate His power and faithfulness in your life. And remember, the same God who turned water into wine, who raised the dead to life, and who conquered sin and death once and for all is the God who is fighting for you today. So, stand firm in your faith. Keep pressing forward and watch as God turns your problems into victories beyond your wildest dreams. My friends, let's delve even further into the depth of this truth. Turning our problems into victories requires not only faith and perseverance, but also a willingness to surrender to God's will and timing. It's about letting go of our own plans and trusting in His perfect plan, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Sometimes, God allows us to go through seasons of struggle and difficulty not to punish us, but to refine us and prepare us for the blessings He has in store. It's during these times of waiting and uncertainty that our faith is stretched and strengthened, and our character is molded into the likeness of Christ. So, if you find yourself in a season of waiting or facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, take heart and trust in God's timing. He may not always answer our prayers the way we want or when we want, but He is always working behind the scenes. And remember, God's delays are not denials. Just because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it won't happen. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting in the God who is faithful to his promises. As the psalmist writes in Psalm 27, 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So don't give up, my friends. Keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way, leading you from victory to victory. And when you finally reach the summit of that mountain, you'll look back and see that every step, every struggle, and every setback was worth it to experience the sweetness of God's victory in your life. Let's continue to explore the depth of this truth. Beloved, turning our problems into victories is not just about overcoming obstacles. It's also about experiencing transformation and growth along the way. It's about allowing God to work in us and through us, molding us into the people he created us to be. Consider the story of the Apostle Paul. He faced countless challenges and hardships throughout his life, from persecution and imprisonment to shipwrecks and betrayal. And yet, through it all, Paul remained steadfast in his faith, trusting in God's strength to sustain him and God's grace to carry him through. But here's what's truly remarkable. Paul didn't just endure his trials. He embraced them as opportunities for God to demonstrate his power and his glory. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Paul understood that it was in his moments of weakness and vulnerability that God's strength was most clearly displayed. He didn't see his problems as obstacles to be overcome, but as opportunities for God to work miracles in his life and in the lives of those around him, and the same is true for us. When we face trials and tribulations, we have a choice. We can either see them as barriers that hold us back or as opportunities for God to do something amazing in and through us. We can choose to dwell on our problems and become consumed by fear and doubt, or we can trust in God's promise to work all things together for our good. Romans 8:28. So if you're facing a mountain in your life right now, I want to encourage you to shift your perspective. Instead of seeing it as an insurmountable obstacle, see it as an opportunity for God to work in your life in ways you never thought possible. Trust in his power to turn your problems into victories, and watch as he does immeasurably more than you could ask or imagine. My friends, turning our problems into victories isn't just about our individual triumphs. It's also about the impact our victories can have on those around us. Consider the story of the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Here was a woman who had faced numerous struggles and setbacks in her life. She had been married multiple times and was living in a state of spiritual emptiness and brokenness. But when she encountered Jesus at the well, everything changed. Jesus didn't condemn her for her past or judge her for her mistakes. Instead, he offered her living water, a source of true satisfaction and fulfillment that she had been searching for her entire life. And what was the result? The woman's life was completely transformed. She left her water jar behind, ran back to her village, and told everyone she could find about the man who had changed her life. And because of her testimony, many people in the village came to believe in Jesus as the Messiah. What started as a simple encounter at a well turned into a powerful testimony of God's grace and redemption, touching the lives of countless others in the process. The same is true for us. When we allow God to turn our problems into victories, we become living testimonies of his power and his love. Our struggles become a platform for God to demonstrate his faithfulness, his provision, and his unfailing grace. And as we share our stories with others, we have the opportunity to point them to the same source of hope and healing that transformed our lives. So don't be afraid to share your victories, my friends. Your story may be just what someone else needs to hear to find hope and encouragement in their own journey. And as you continue to trust in God's faithfulness and lean on His strength, you'll be amazed at the ripple effect of your obedience and faithfulness. Remember, you are a vessel of God's love and grace, called to be a light in the darkness and a beacon of hope to those around you. So keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that the God who has brought you this far will continue to lead you from victory to victory for His glory and the good of all who encounter His transforming power. Dear friends, let us turn to the life of Jesus Christ Himself. He came into the world as the ultimate expression of God's love, grace, and power. And yet, His life was marked by trials, suffering, and ultimately, the cross. From the moment of His birth in a humble stable to His death on a cruel Roman cross, Jesus faced every obstacle and challenge with unwavering trust in His Father's plan. But here's the incredible part. Through His death and resurrection, Jesus turned the greatest problem humanity has ever faced, sin and death, into the ultimate victory. He conquered sin and death once and for all, offering forgiveness, redemption, and eternal life to all who would believe in Him. And now, as followers of Christ, we have the privilege of participating in His victory. We are called to be ambassadors of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of salvation to a world in desperate need of hope and healing. We are called to be agents of change, working to bring about God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. But here's the thing. This work isn't always easy, and it often requires us to confront the brokenness and injustice of the world head on. We may face opposition, persecution, and even ridicule for standing up for what is right, but we can take heart in knowing that we do not labor alone. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, empowering us to be agents of transformation in the world around us. So don't be discouraged by the challenges you face, my friends. Instead, be encouraged by the knowledge that God is at work in and through you, turning your problems into opportunities for His glory to be revealed. And as you continue to trust in His faithfulness and rely on His strength, you will see lives transformed, communities restored, and the kingdom of God advanced here on earth. My friends, if this message has encouraged you, please share it with others who might need a lift. Together, we can spread hope and inspiration. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more empowering content. Let's journey together in faith and share the victory God offers. Thank you for being part of our community. Now, let's pray our prayer. Dear God, I come before you today, humbled by the problems of my life. I feel overwhelmed and uncertain about what the future holds. But I know that you are a God who hears and answers prayers, and I trust in your power to turn my situation around in Jesus' name. Lord, you know the struggles that I am facing. You know the pain, the fear, and the uncertainty that I'm experiencing. But I also know that you are a God of hope and that you can bring light into the darkest of situations. So, I come to you today with a heart full of faith and hope. I ask that you grant me the strength, wisdom, and courage to face the challenges ahead. I pray that you will guide me in the right direction and help me to overcome any obstacles that come my way. Lord, I believe that nothing is impossible for you. I believe that you can turn my mourning into dancing, my sorrow into joy, and my problems into opportunities. I pray that you will use my struggles for your glory and that you will bless me with peace, joy, and prosperity. Lord, I ask that you will be with me every step of the way. Help me to trust in your promises and to know that you are working all things together for my good. I pray that you will bless me with a new perspective, a renewed sense of purpose, and a deeper faith in you. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord, and for your unfailing love. I give you all the honor and praise, and I trust in your promises to turn my situation around. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
From automated assembly lines to smart factories, manufacturing is going digital and fast. If you want to stay relevant, you need the right tech skills. CBT Nuggets helps you get there with practical, easy-to-follow IT training. Build in-demand skills in networking, cybersecurity, and system automation without investing in costly hardware or struggling with complicated setups. Our short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs make learning simple and effective. Whether you're a technician on the floor, a manager leading teams, or an engineer optimizing systems, CBT Nuggets fits your schedule and meets you where you are. Train at your own pace, from any device, wherever it works for you. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of professionals who are leveling up their careers with CBT Nuggets. Right now, you can start a 7-day free trial and explore everything we offer, no commitment required. Go to cbtnuggets.com today, because in modern manufacturing, better tech skills mean better opportunities.